Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 10. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation chapter 19. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now and on these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
What a grotesque scene. The great scarlet, red, vulgar dragon. Satan with his many heads and horns and his tail that sweeps other angels out of heaven with him as he falls. And as he's thrown upon the earth, he is in fury to destroy the followers of Jesus Christ. He wants to see their ruin. And when the Christ is born of Mary, he viciously aims to devour this child. And there upon his back is the great harlot, clothed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and jewels. And in all her vileness, she's holding in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and impurities of her sexual immorality. She is the great Babylon, the mother of prostitutes and earth's abominations and the rebellion against every commandment of God. She is an enemy of God. She's drunk. She's drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus Christ as she cackles with wicked joy and delight. In the immediate words of the Bible, just before our text today, the King of Kings passes judgment upon this great harlot who corrupted the earth in her immorality and wickedness, all of which we have witnessed and even been a part of. The great King of Kings avenges the blood of his servants and prophets and apostles and martyrs of the past. The King judges this harlot to her eternal condemnation, joining the defeated and imprisoned dragon into the eternal pit of sulfur and fire. That's where our text actually picks up then today. Because of this great final judgment upon the malicious and foul harlot, because of the final judgment when sin and death are no more, listen, there is a great voice, a great multitude swelling like the roar of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder. Good and victorious sounds. joyful and triumphant sounds, sounds of worship and praise, crying out, Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh! Now is the coronation of the king. Now is the marriage feast of the Lamb and his bride. Cursed is the fall into sin. It ruined everything. It ruined you, and it ruined me. It brought original sin into this world and took us down just like the dragon swiping us with his tail into sin and death. We are now by our very nature, as we confess, sinful and unclean, separated from God. Everything we do is bent on sinning. There is no good in us apart from Jesus Christ. We are curved in on ourselves in selfishness and evil and unbelief. Cursed is the fall. We are the harlot riding on the dragon. We are Hosea's wife, Gomer, adulteress in our love affair with our idols and gods and all the sparkly things of this world. We are unfaithful Israel, forsaking God and running to our high places, satisfying our flesh, changing Christianity into our own image, and perverting everything God created as good, like marriage, like sexuality, like holy living. We are one of the five virgins who care not to fill our lamps with oil, of God's word preparing us for heaven. We are Israel fashioning our own little golden calves, and God's anger burns on us for being set on evil. But the King of Kings comes and he acts out in his judgment, something foreign to him. He judges and condemns a rebellious, impenitent, unbelieving people. Those whom he created, he strikes from the book of life. On the last day, the King of Kings will judge the great prostitute once for all, and separate her from him and all his repentant children forever. Forever. And it is because of this that the whole company of heaven, the great multitude of repentant believers in Christ, those who looked upon the Christ lifted on the cross for their salvation, they worshiped him. Our sound is like the roar of many waters and like the sound of many peals of thunder. And we cry out, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. We have been redeemed by this gracious King. We bow down to him in repentance, in faith toward him. We believe in this King, Jesus Christ. He has taken our judgment upon himself, and he has given us his holiness. We rejoice over a king who loves us and delivers us once and for all. Not only is he our king who judges justly, he is a gracious, loving king who redeemed us, who bought you back from sin and death, by coming to earth to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, by mounting that great ugly dragon, crushing his head, defeating him, and rescuing us from her back. The multitude of heaven worships this King as a most gracious, loving King, the King who houses himself in the Ark of the Covenant, protecting and leading his people like a shepherd leads his flock, so he leads us. A king who lies in a manger, coming to destroy the evil one, coming to take our sins upon us and forgiving us, that infant priest. A servant king who rides on a donkey, who humbly gives his life in order that we may have life eternal. A king who comes as the sacrificial Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and he seats himself on the throne of the cross, forgiving our sins, forgiving the sins of that great harlot, and calling her to himself, calling us to repentance, calling us to faith in him, calling us to our eternal life. A husband king who takes back his harlotess wife, Gomer, and he cleanses us, and he adorns us and deems you as radiant, as beautiful, as forgiven, as pure, his holy bride. This world is a long, difficult life. Living in this veil of tears in a world of sin and death, we sin and we carry the pangs of guilt. Depression and the worries of this world overwhelm us. The fights and arguments we have with family and co-workers is exhausting. We've experienced rejection in this world. We've been defeated. We've been persecuted. We've been abused. We've been so disappointed. We've looked for happiness and meaning in the pleasures and the ways of this world, only to be let down and disappointed over and again. We've fallen ill. We've looked at death in the eye. And we've grieved the death of those whom we dearly love. All from that cursed fall, all from sin, all from our rebellion, all from courting that evil dragon. But the Lamb of God comes once again to comfort us, to protect us and to defend us and to save us. The marriage of the Lamb has come. Christ and his bride, you and me, are united through his blood forever. The bride has made herself ready. At his gracious invitation, we come to be fed with his word day after day and with his body and his blood in the Lord's house. And while this is a foretaste of the feast to come, bride and bridegroom united, Christ and church united, Lamb and worshiper united, God and his people united, yet we pray, even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come. And he will return soon. That's his promise at the end of Revelation. And he will call all those who believe in him from their graves. Or if we are yet alive, he will call us unto himself forever, and he will take us to heaven. And we will join in that heavenly hallelujah chorus. We will take our place at his table along with the apostles and the prophets and the martyrs and all the believers in Jesus Christ, with our believing family and friends who went before us, and we will be seated by our Christ, and we will each in turn look upon the Lamb who was slain for our salvation, and we will bow down before him and sing, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage feast of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Wake, awake, for night is flying is often called the King of Chorales, and it was played as such today. But the Swedish hymn just before that in the Lutheran service book will also be in what I tell my wife, my funeral hymn festival, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers. The watchers on the mountain proclaim the bridegroom near. Go forth as he approaches with alleluias clear. The marriage feast is waiting. The gates wide open stand. Arise, O heirs of glory. The bridegroom is at hand. This is our Christian faith. Redeemed people of God through the blood, death, and resurrection of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is our redeeming husband, and we are his holy, radiant bride. Even now we are the bride of Christ, serving him with our holy works. Even now the church proclaims this gracious redemption to all the world. And yet, as the hymn says, with hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that sets your people free forever in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Jacob Galgard, who serves the Lord in Togo. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.